Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Ali London now credits Jesus and the church with stopping his mutilating surgeries. He says, "I was very lost." We're going to be talking about his case and his situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's always encouraging when these stories come out, when people who have struggled with LGBT issues, confusion, et cetera, and often are about to go into surgery, find the Lord and turn their life around. And I think there's not enough of those stories out there publicly to really show Jesus is the answer to this and not these surgeries and puberty blockers, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. Social media influencer Ali London said rediscovering faith has helped convince him to stop altering his body with these mutilating surgeries, and he has now turned his life around. London is a longtime internet creator, said he was initially unsure if he'd share his story. Despite being more than open in the past, he originally wasn't equipped with how to describe what he has gone through. But the drive to open up arose once London began researching and he saw children being swept into this ever complex gender chaos. He said, quote, "When I saw these kids in America, they have been through horrendous trauma from having these surgeries and hormones," he said. He has discussed these young children. He says, "I look at these girls and I thought, these are 18-year-olds and they're speaking openly about this on the internet, and they're getting tremendous hate and backlash." He continued, "Not only have they been abused and betrayed by the adults who pushed them into this mutilating situation," he goes on to say, "but they have also now been double victimized because they're now getting all this abuse and hate." You know, this is heartbreaking, especially to see what happens, because people like Ali, they buy the lie. These other young people buy the lie. When they come in to these doctors or counselors and they have different issues that they're dealing with, it could be anxiety, could be some level of the autism spectrum, it could be depression, it could be a lot of different things that they're dealing with. It could be body dysphoria, where they're just not sure who they are. You know, you're going through all kinds of things with your hormones growing and your body growing, and you're not sure how you fit in. And you can have all kinds of questions as to who you are. And you go to some counselor seeking help to try to resolve the conflict that you have. And they say to you, "Oh, I've got your problem. We can fix everything. You're just born in the wrong body. So if we give you these puberty blockers and we're going to stop the production of your estrogen or your testosterone, whatever gender you are, and then we're going to give you some opposite sex hormones so that we'll increase the opposite sex hormones, and then eventually we'll go through surgery and all will be well. You can change your name. You can identify as someone else and then you'll be fine." And that poor person relies upon that false information and hopes to try to resolve the conflict that they're experiencing, and then goes down this road and then realizes, you know what? Their mental issue, their psychological conditions, nothing has changed. In fact, it may have gotten worse because we've never addressed the issue. And now they regret what they did to their bodies. And then when they go back to these people for help, they pretend that they don't exist. And then when they tell their story, they get abused and they get stigmatized.
You know, I think about Janie Reed, and she was working at one of those so-called gender clinics. And she was not a Christian at the time, but she was watching what was happening to these children. They weren't getting any kind of counseling. They would come in confused, or some of the girls would come in because it was like the latest fad to get your breasts cut off, you know. And then,
which is hard to believe.
Oh, it is. They would just come in as a, you know, a group. Let's do this together. And then they would come back and say, "I want my breasts back." And they're like, "Sorry, we can't help you. And she saw what was it was like an assembly line. These kids were coming through and these doctors were pocketing so much money as a result. And then the kids were just left to deal with it on their own.
Yeah, London's own experience included a litany of surgeries, he says, and procedures going through this process. He says when he became an adult, he actually moved to South Korea, and South Korea is very famous for plastic surgery. He soon became addicted to surgeries, likening it to a form of self-harming. He's had his jawbone shaved. He's had 6 nose surgeries. With my jaw, I couldn't speak for 2 weeks. I couldn't eat. I had to eat liquid, and it was very, very difficult. Despite feeling great initially, he said he was still unhappy, and over time started to question his decisions. It wasn't until London found faith in Jesus Christ that things started to turn around. He said that's what ultimately was what saved him. He says he was very lost, and it was when he encountered Jesus Christ and his church that ultimately turned things around.
You know, many times that's what happens. We go through we make hard decisions or bad decisions. And, you know, out of desperation, we seek the Lord and we find out he is the answer. And that's what happened in Ollie's situation. I mean, he had, you know, done a lot of destructive things to his body and he realized this is not the answer. I still feel unhappy. But the Lord fulfilled him and gave him a purpose once again.
You know, we have been litigating across the country. We started back in 2012 against the very first law that banned change counsel. These are counselors who, when a client comes to them and the client says that they're experiencing these unwanted same-sex attractions, desires, behaviors, and gender confusion, that the counselor is approached as one to help them overcome that and align those feelings that they do not want with their Christian and moral values. You should allow counselors to be able to speak. That's the essence of counseling. Clients have a right to seek the counselor of his or her choice and to be able to pursue an objective. But in California, the very first state to pass a law that banned that kind of counseling, counselors could only, quote, affirm, but could not help someone overcome these unwanted attractions, desires, or confusion. And that was signed into law by a Democratic governor. But then over in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie, a Republican governor, signed the second one in law as well and made some very derogatory, disparaging statements about this kind of counseling, totally ignorant of what takes place within a counseling room. It was at that moment I lost all respect for that man as a governor, as a elected official, for causing such harm to people in New Jersey. We filed suit on behalf of doctors in New Jersey and clients in New Jersey. We asked the Supreme Court back then to take the cases. They declined to do so. But later, in a case that came out of California representing crisis pregnancy centers, where the state relied upon that same law, they should be able to restrict these licensed counselors. They could restrict the licensed pregnancy centers. That case went up to the United States Supreme Court, and we won that case. And that case ultimately mentioned these first two cases in California and New Jersey, Pickup in California, King in New Jersey, and said that those were essentially in conflict with the court's decisions and abrogated them and set them aside. So we've been litigating since then, and we are about ready to file litigation in several other states to bring one of these cases ultimately to the United States Supreme Court and strike down these laws across the nation.
But you know, Matt, going back to Ollie, he praised the Christians that he encountered, calling them the most kind, inclusive, incredible, non-judgmental community. They are so embracing of anyone, no matter what you've been through. We all sin, but it's about recognizing that and dealing with it and then trying to learn from that experience in order to help others, he said. So don't ever think that you don't have a ministry, whether it's people in your own family, your neighbors, people that you encounter that are struggling. Don't think that you don't have a ministry to reach out to them and share the love of Christ.
You know, the love of Christ transforms everything. And so don't write off anybody. Mm-hmm. Don't look at their appearance and say, oh, well, they don't have a chance.
Right.
I mean, the Apostle Paul, look at that. Look at Ali. He's got now a book called Gender Madness, One Man's Devastating Struggle with Woke Ideology and His Battle to Protect Children.
And God is using his story to help others now.
Absolutely. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.